Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Saturday morning, time to check in, get our politics fixed this morning with John Hancock. Michael Kelly is not here. I guess he went to warmer climate.
He's down in Mexico listening to 3 days of concerts from the Dave Matthews Band on a beach. Just a typical weekend in the life of Michael Kelly.
No kidding. You know, I was on the beach last weekend. At about this time, it was a little bit later.
Wow.
Yeah, we were down in Naples. It was 80 degrees every day, and it was nice. You kind of need that break.
I never get away. I'm here all the time.
I know. You're the hardest working man in radio, television, well, politics.
Pretty much.
Unbelievable. All right, let's put you to work. Yesterday, the president, no surprise here, he announced that he's going to sign the spending bill, but he's going to declare a national emergency. I guess first, the good news for everybody, the signing of the funding bill.
Yeah, that means there's not going to be a government shutdown. It's also the first time in over a decade that Congress has passed an entire federal budget, which is no small or insignificant matter. I think it's good. It shows that Congress can still get things done, and passing a budget, probably the most fundamental thing that they have to do in Washington, and hadn't done so in a decade. So that's a step in the right direction.
And it keeps the government open, like you said. That's so important. The economic impact of that previous shutdown, pretty significant.
It is, and it certainly, as it applies to the individual people who weren't getting paid, it's very significant. And, you know, the government is supposed to have a budget. It's supposed to operate within that situation, and there's never a threat of shutting it down because it's funded. It's appropriated. So that concern goes away from now, at least until October 1, the start of the next fiscal year. We've got a lot of good months ahead of us.
Well, that's good news, and we'll see what happens in October. The president declaring the national emergency, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I think you can make a case that there's an emergency at the border. The president cited the illegal drugs that come across, of course, illegal immigrants who stream across the border. He talked about gangs. He talked about some of the crime that's committed in the United States by people who come here illegally. The concern, and it's a concern that I frankly do share, is that you run the risk of setting a precedent with a president who declares a national emergency on something that there may not be a consensus in the country that it is a national emergency. And, you know, while we may agree, while conservatives may applaud this particular decision, I can see any number of decisions that future Democratic presidents could make in declaring national emergencies that I would not agree with. And at some point, it comes down to how the separation of powers in our country works. If you believe that the executive branch should be checked in its power by the legislative and judicial branches, this ought to be a little bit concerning for you.
And the Democrats, of course, are vowing to fight it all the way, and it's going to go through the courts. It's going to see a lot of challenges. Some Republicans, though, have also cautioned the president, didn't want him to do this.
Right.
Do you think there will be more than just the rhetoric? Do you think there will be anything Republicans will join in to tell the president we don't like this?
Well, some will, certainly, and some of those that are most concerned about the precedent-setting nature of this decision will. Will it be enough to stop it in the Congress? I don't think so. And so you're going to have some likely protracted litigation that's going to ensue. Could take years to resolve. And quite likely, or I would say possible, and maybe likely, that it won't be resolved until the elections of 2020. What you're going to have here is a case where the courts are going to have to adjudicate how much executive authority exists in this particular area of declaring a national emergency. And they may bring some clarity to it through that process. And if that happens, then, you know, this is a process that has some merit to it.
Now, the president didn't get the billions he was asking for the wall. But by taking this step, did he still impress, appease, please his base?
Yeah, I think a lot of the politics surrounding this are all about working with the base. You know, it's interesting, though, if you think about the 2020 presidential election, of all the states that border the southern border of the United States, the only one that's really in play in any meaningful sense is Arizona. Now, certainly there's Florida, but that's surrounded by water. It's
right.
a little different
it's a little
deal.
Different.
Arizona is the only one of those southern border states that really swings in presidential elections. It would be interesting for me to see, because if you look at the states that really mattered in 2016, it was Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. It will be interesting for me to see how big of an issue illegal immigration is in those states, because you would have to think that this next presidential election, those three states are going to have a lot to say about who the next president is.
Yes, they are. That's John Hancock. Michael Kelly is sipping on a pina colada on a beach in Mexico right now, or two, or whatever. Yes, count, keep counting. So, John, let's talk about Andrew McCabe, the former deputy FBI director, came out on 60 Minutes, and they've released part of the interview where he says that they were looking at the 25th Amendment right after the firing of James Comey. What's your read on that?
You know, this is a guy who's trying to sell books. He got fired as the deputy director of the FBI days or weeks prior to getting his pension. He's trying to sell books. This is a rather expansive claim. I mean, I don't know if it's true or not. I think it's not first of all, it's not up to the FBI whether the 25th Amendment gets invoked. It's up to the cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
And as best as we can tell, none of those discussions took place within members of the cabinet. So for me, this is kind of a red herring and an attempt to sell some books out there.
Yeah, Rod Rosenstein says it didn't happen. So
there you go.
You know, you got the two sides claiming that the other one's lying,
right?
Which I guess we're getting used to these days.
Yeah, right, exactly.
All right, John Hancock, thank you very much for your time this morning. If you talk to Michael, tell him to have one for me.
I'll tell him you said hi. Thanks,
that's
Brad.
Right. John Hancock on Total Information AM. The news is next.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.